The district has selected Edward Steele Elementary in Nicetown and Munoz Marin Elementary in Fairhill to become Renaissance charter schools. Essentially, the schools will be required to serve all kids from the same neighborhood boundaries, but will be run by charter organizations that have greater flexibility in how they spend money, in part because they employ non-unionized staffs. The schools would go to two of the highest performing charter operators in Philly, Mastery and Aspira. But this year, there's a new twist to the Renaissance conversion process. Parents have veto power.
I don't have anything against charters. They're great schools. It's just that I like the teachers here.
That's Steele parent Tara McGrath. We spoke outside the school as she picked up her three kids.
A third grader, a kindergarten, and a pre-K.
As part of the Renaissance initiative, if Mastery takes over Steele, all existing faculty would have to reapply for their jobs.
You're waiting to get to Miss Kelly class because everybody's talking about Miss Kelly. But then you change it to Mastery. Okay, Anissa, it's time for you to go to Miss Kelly class. Miss Kelly's not here no more. What you going to do?
Maybe it's better, Miss Kelly.
No, it's not. It might be. I'm not going to knock the Mastery charter school. It might be. But I think they need to just leave it as it is and work towards making it better.
Steele parent Dolores Waters echoes that sentiment. No need to change the school, she says. Just provide more funding.
I'm a product of Steele school graduate. My mother's a product. A Steele school graduate. Steele school been in our family since forever. So we just kicking all this away because Mastery want to come in instead of y'all just giving money to help. It's not fair to these kids.
Waters' daughter is in sixth grade. Her son now attends one of the district's magnet high schools.
My son just graduated last year, and he's in Center City Parkway doing excellent. He's a product of Steele.
Some Steele parents now plan to embrace Mastery's potential presence wholeheartedly.
I think it's a good thing.
That's Al Greer, whose oldest son attended one of Mastery's regular lottery-based charters.
Why?
Because they'll get a better education for the children.
How do you know that?
Because I know charter schools. My oldest son, he was in a charter school, so he graduated and he's in college.
As we spoke, he held the hand of his kindergarten son.
His name is Samaj Greer. That's James backwards. I'm voting yes. For his future, yes.
Aside from parents' individual opinions, some criticize the district's decision for economic reasons. When the cash-strapped district converts a school to a Renaissance charter, it says it costs an extra $4,000 per student in stranded costs. To be clear, this isn't money that will pour additional resources into Steele or Marin, but instead fund the central office overhead costs that won't go down even as district enrollment declines. Based on current enrollments of Steele and Marin, that would add more than $5 million in stranded costs that would be simply lost to the system. In 2013, though, the district quoted the stranded cost of Renaissance charter conversion at $1,500 per student. It has not yet provided an explanation for the difference. But to Superintendent William Height, if great transformation comes as a result of the new management, those millions are well worth the investment.
This is looking at it from the perspective of, you know, where should we make investments of individuals that will move student achievement as fast as we can possibly move it. And so that's the conversation that we're having internally.
Opponents of the transition, such as the Philadelphia Teachers Union, says the district should be spending that money on more counselors, nurses, and other supports for the district's already woefully understaffed schools. The district needs $220 million for next school year just to provide this year's bare-bones level of resources. Parents at both Steele and Marin will hear presentations over the next few weeks from Mastery, Aspira, and the existing school leaderships, respectively, and then vote on May 1st. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.